Wreckage.
You're listening to the Computer Fun Shop on 1510 AM KFNN. My name is Mark Shander, and Joe Siegler is our guest from Apogee and 3D Realms. And Joe, this is Xenophage. Joe will be with us in just 1 second. Joe, you there now?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, oh man. I need these controls at my fingertips. I can't. I cannot.
Stop trying. You're playing Xenophage at the same time. That's why you can't work
That's
the control.
What it is. This is cool. This is the first time anybody's ever heard Xenophage.
Yeah.
Well, except for you guys. I mean, you know.
And the guys who made it. So.
Yeah, and the guys who made it. Wow, that's cool. A Xenophage is giant sprite guys. Really cool looking giant sprite guys fighting each other.
Yeah, it's a fighting game. Fans who've played that genre of game will probably really like this game. That's actually, we just yesterday released a slideshow for it on our online services.
What is a slideshow for people who aren't familiar with what that means?
Well, in our case, it varies kind of from company to company as to how they do it. But in our case, it's a collection of PCX images, you know, screenshots taken from the game. Someone sitting there playing, going, "Hey, you know, this is a cool shot," and you know, you get lets you see what it looks like before we actually put something out that you can play it with. And there's also a text file that comes along with it, which describes features of the game, system requirements, what's it going to do, that type of thing.
Now, why would somebody want to see a slide shot or still shots of a game that they can't play?
You'd be surprised, actually. It garners a lot of interest in the game. We get asked for these things all the time. It's just people love the games that we put out, and they want to see it no matter what it's in, I suppose.
That's cool. Okay, you're listening to the Computer Fun Shop on 1510 AM KFNN. My name is Mark Shander. 230-2755 is the telephone number to get in on the conversation and win a Shander pack full of free computer stuff. And since we've got Joe Siegler from Apogee and 3D Realms on the show, that means you're going to win really cool, great Apogee games.
Or hey, can I 3D win? Realms games.
Well, you know, yeah.
Can I call in and talk to myself?
Sure. Kind of like playing head-to-head with yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, whatever, you know, whatever. Anyway, let's go to the phones and let's welcome Herm from Phoenix to the Computer Fun Shop. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Okay, I wanted to surf the internet, so I got a name brand modem and installed it, ran the diagnostics, everything was fine, but it won't dial anything.
Well, you're talking to Joe Siegler, who's one of the most knowledgeable online guys in the world.
All right.
So, Joe?
Where should I look first?
What program is it that's not, is it one of our games or just some other communication software?
No, it's just it's QuickLink 2.
Usually, if it doesn't, is it initializing at all? Do you get any response from the modem whatsoever?
Runs the diagnostics fine. It says everything's fine, but it doesn't do anything.
Usually, to me, of course, that's going to vary wildly from computer to computer, but it would sound to me like it's possible you have the wrong COM port selected in whatever you're using to try and dial out with. Mm-hmm. Because if you get no response at all from it, usually indicates that it's trying to look in the wrong place for the modem. Sometimes, if you have the incorrect port selected, it thinks your modem is in your mouse, and it's trying to look there.
I hate when that happens. You're sitting there rolling your mouse around, and there's, like, garbage on the screen.
Well,
it's like if your mouse could talk, you wonder what it would say? That would be it.
Yeah,
that's true. You know,
I ran the port, stuff first, and I guess that's probably the place to look.
Okay, do you have a game-related question for us, Herm?
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's no problem. You play games at all?
Well, mostly the more stationary things, you know, like solitaire and...
Like solitaire and stuff. What do I have here that I can give you that's...
You have any wild...
You have a CD-ROM?
Yes, huh?
Okay, here's a game you can play by yourself like solitaire. That's Wacky Wheels by Apogee. That's about as close as it's going to get. And it's really a lot of fun. If you decide you get your modem rocking and rolling, you can play against someone else. It's got a lot of great tracks and stuff, and you can play against a friend in front of your computer and do that split screen thing where your friend's on the top and you're on the bottom, or vice versa. And also, if you hook up using modems, you can be in your friend's game, which is pretty cool.
That'd be great.
And you're a little go-kart racer guy. Appreciate you calling in and joining the conversation.
Super. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Herm. 230-2755 is our telephone number. We have one line available if you'd like to get in and join the conversation and win some free computer stuff here at the Computer Fun Shop, the Shander Pack. And the Shander Pack of the day is changing, and it kind of depends. If you got a game-related question, you're going to get a really cool Shander Pack, so keep that in mind here as we go to the phones, and we welcome Jeff to the Computer Fun Shop. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hi, thanks a lot. I got a question. I'm at a stage now where I've got a 3D60X and I got 4 mega RAM, and I'm adding on a CD-ROM and for the game purposes.
For game purposes, there you go. Your Shander Pack just increased by one price.
Well, so it is game related because of the fact I'm caught with the decision of trying to see if I should buy it 2 times or 4 times or 6 times. I don't really understand, you know, what relevance that has to some of these games as far as, you know, being able to play them. Does it make any difference?
Here's Joe Siegler from Apogee with the information.
Well, it's really going to depend on what type of game it is. I mean, it depends whether the game that's on a CD-ROM is actually playing the data from the CD-ROM.
Okay.
If it's just used as a transport vehicle, in other words, you know, you buy the CD-ROM and you install the game and it's all sitting on your hard drive, then it won't matter at all. But if it's a game where they're playing cinematics or, you know, cinematics or pictures or animated movies they're playing from the CD-ROM. One of the most popular games that we play that it's not our game right now is a game called Command & Conquer. And
yeah,
that has rather large cinematics at the beginning. And if you have a slow CD-ROM drive, it's going to play slowly.
I see. Are most of your games that way, or do they load onto the hard drive?
Well, for right now, we have, if you count both the Apogee and 3D-ROM's product lines, we have currently only 3 titles on CD-ROM, one of which plays cinematics from the CD-ROM, that being Terminal Velocity.
And it's cool. It is very cool.
Yeah, the guys over at TRI spent a lot of time on the animations, and it looks really cool. But it's, if you only have a single or a double-speed CD-ROM, you might notice some slowdowns when you try and play it.
Yeah, I've got a double-speed CD-ROM drive, and until I moved up to a little faster controller for it, I wound up actually having a couple of little jitters and stuff.
Okay.
And even though it's just a double-speed, it's a lot smoother than it was. And that might be one situation where you'd want a quad-speed.
Now, what do you think? Should I go with, like, you know, they have the IDE controllers, or they have the...
They're usually like a special kind of SCSI deal that comes with your sound card.
But they also have an IDE style, I noticed. The 2 times have been going on sale pretty cheap lately.
Yeah, stay away from, I mean, well, don't stay away from, but my recommendation, if I were to go out and buy a CD-ROM drive right now, mm-hmm, would be a quad speed.
Okay.
If you're going out and you're looking for an inexpensive multimedia computer system, you'll find a lot of the systems with the double speed CD-ROM drive are on sale for not a lot of money.
I see.
And some of them are like Pentium 75s even. And that's fine. I mean, that's entry-level stuff as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, again, a lot of this newer stuff is becoming highly dependent on CD-ROM speed. So it kind of depends.
So they're throwing money out the window, kind of, like, go for it 2 times.
Well, that really depends, again, on what the title is you're going to be using. I don't know if you can genericize it across the board like that. But pretty much with anything in computers, the faster hardware you can throw at it, the better you're going to run.
Right.
Sure. Okay, well, just for being a part of the conversation, Jeff, is that it? Did you have another question?
No, it's got it. Thanks.
Okay, for being a part of the conversation and joining the Computer Fun Shop, you're going to win Rise of the Triad Dark War. That's the original complete full version of Rise of the Triad. It includes Rise of the Triad, The Hunt Begins, plus 6 other great Apogee shareware games, all on one CD-ROM. You also win Extreme Rise of the Triad with 40 new levels and a lot of brand new stuff. that we just talked about. And we'll also give you the Christmas CD-ROM pack. This is Christmas pack number 2. By the way, these Christmas packs include a stocking, and that's why I couldn't see what that one CD-ROM was before, is it was in the stocking. So this one will include the shareware version on CD-ROM of Warcraft, Orcs and Humans, Blizzard Entertainment, Mindbender CD collection, Alien Carnage, which is the full version, also the full version of Raptor on CD-ROM, and you also get the Game Pack CD Volume 2, which has 37 VGA games, and there's a lot of cool RPG games. Let me lift the cover here and see what else is on here. Let's see, we've got Hocus Pocus. Well, let's see, Wacky Wheels is on here. A bunch of really cool stuff, so there's a lot of stuff to share.
Great, well, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you being a part of the show, Jeff. 230-2755 is our telephone number. We have one line available. Let's go to the phones and welcome David to the Computer Fun Shop. Welcome to the show, David.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
Oh, pretty good. I had a question for you. I keep seeing, I subscribe to PC Gamer and a couple other magazines. I keep seeing Duke Nukem 3D.
And what's that?
Never heard of it.
And I just tuned in, so I'm not sure if you guys talked about it a lot or not, but
we played music from it.
What am I looking forward to in this game? What's going to be different about this game? Why am I going to go out and buy it?
Duke Nukem 3D probably has a very, it's very, I don't know.
It's very cool.
The problem is there's so much to talk about, I don't know where to start.
Well, what's going to be different? Okay, I have Dark Forces. I have Heretic, and I just got like a demo version of Hexen that was on, I think.
Well, if you like those games, you're certainly going to love this one. This one has, it has some really, really cool weapons, and the multiplay is actually, is probably, I really hate to go out there and say it's the best because that sounds like company propaganda, but we're game players too, and we feel this one measure is, you know, we play other companies' games as research as well, and we play them because we like gamers, and we've stopped playing everything else just to play this because now we feel it's the most fun type of game along.
You as a job, you have people that research other companies and play games.
That's right.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a tough job to have? That would be a tough job.
Where do I sign up for that job? I'll trade in my Southwest Airlines job for that one.
That, no, in order to keep, you know, in order to keep our games in what we perceive to be is the best state they can be, you know, you have to know what else is going on in the industry.
You have to.
So, well, I guess what I mean is, like, what feature is going to be better than those other titles, you know?
There's stuff within the game that you come up to that is not in any other game that, and I know this because I know a couple of things that are coming up in this particular game, and there's some stuff coming up that just is more fun than those games are. And that's a personal bias, if you will, but there's stuff coming up that's more fun.
The environment is extremely interactive. Did you play Rise of the Triad at all?
I had a shareware version of it on one. Where did I get that one? I got it in one. I get all these little demo discs from all the magazines, and I know that I had it because it was on my hard drive. It's RAT, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's ROT, not RAT.
Oh, ROT. ROT.
It's RAT,
what?
Right?
ROT. RAT.
It's Reeks, right?
But Rise of Triad's, one of its strengths was its environment and its interactivity, and Duke Nukem has taken that a lot further. You can really pretty much interact with anything in the environment. Walls can be destroyed. Entire buildings can be leveled.
Cool. That's cool.
And the weapons are cool.
The weapons are cool. There's the standard, you know, the pistol, and there's a pistol and a shotgun, and where's my list of weapons? I have a whole pile of them here.
Cool.
One of the most fun weapons, which we're not sure if it's going to be in shareware or not, is one called a shrinker. The shrinker weapon basically will take, you fire it at some guy, and he turns into like 2 inches high, and you just go over and you step on him, and he goes,
cool.
And you can do it to your opponent in deathmatch, too.
Can he hurt you when he's that small?
No. The only thing he is when he's that small is a target for your foot.
Squash.
That's an awful lot of fun, is shrinking the guys. Plus, there's some of the other cool weapons. There's one called a pipe bomb with a remote activate. With the remote activator, you throw this bomb into a room, and it's great for deathmatch because you're sitting there, you know, you got the bomb right in front of the door, and you're sitting off on the side going, come on in the door, come on in the the door, and he comes running in the door, and whoom, he's, you know, you blow him up, by, you know, from all the way across the other side of the room.
So when is this game going to be out?
We expect that the first playable version should be out in January.
Cool.
We were trying really, really hard to get something out for Christmas, and there was just too much to do to get it playable to a state where we thought it was acceptable and completed. Plus, everybody just went home for the holidays. In fact, I'm one of the only people still here. And
and thanks for staying behind. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had anybody cool to do the show.
Well.
All right, not as cool as you are, Joe.
Well, I'm not saying that. You can say it all you want, but no, seriously. It'll be out in January, and we expect the registered version to be done a few weeks after that. So I'd look for something in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, David, just for being a part of the Computer Fun Shop and joining the conversation here, you've won both Christmas CD packs, Christmas CD Pack 1 and Christmas CD Pack 2. These are two stockings full of CD-ROMs, great CD-ROMs, some shareware, some registered versions, and we appreciate you being a part of the show.
Okay, great.
You're listening to the Computer Fun Shop on 1510 AM KFNN. My name is Mark Shander. Our guest is Joe Siegler from Apogee and 3D Realms. We will be back with more of the Computer Fun Shop right after this.
You spend another boring night at home again?
No way. I spent it with 50 of my friends on the Rock Garden.
What's the Rock Garden?
The Rock Garden is the biggest online computer service in Arizona. I just call it with my modem at 222-3000.
All I ever use my modem for is to send a fax once in a while.
And your modem is going to waste. The Rock Garden is a great place to meet other people, play games, use the internet, and just have a great time.
Oh, so it's an online service like Prodigy or America Online?
The Rock Garden is more of an online community than a mega service. They even throw parties several times a month so you can come and meet everyone in person. And they have worldwide chat, hundreds of message areas, thousands of shareware files that you can download, and you can even play your favorite computer games like Doom with other people online.
Wow, must be pretty expensive.
No, not really. You're new, so you'll get free demo time to look around and see if you like the system. It's so easy to use, you can get started right away. Just call in with your modem at 222-3000.
Sounds cool. What was that number again?
222-3000. Give the Rock Garden a call today. Your modem will thank you.
They used to be Scottsdale Typewriter Company, then Scottsdale Office Machines. Now they are Reliable Computer Manufacturing. Why have they changed? Because you have changed and your needs have changed. For the past 35 years, Reliable Computer Manufacturing has been recognized as one of the most customer-oriented service businesses in Arizona by their ability to address your specialized needs. Call today for details on their year-end holiday special featuring a 486 DX4-100 computer for only $685 or the Pentium 100 megahertz computer for only $1,087. Their prices are hard to beat, and their service is second to none. They even have a 5-year parts and labor warranty on all new purchases. And if your existing computer is in need of service, Reliable Computer Manufacturing will provide you with a loaner to keep you up and running. So call Reliable Computer Manufacturing today for reliable computers and service at 483-2415. That's 483-2415 for Reliable Computer Manufacturing.
CQ, 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 Len Winkler for Ham Radio and More every Sunday at 3 right here on KFNN, 1510 AM Financial News Radio.
You're listening to the Computer Fun Shop on 1510 AM KFNN. My name is Mark Shander. Our guest this hour has been Joe Siegler from Apogee and 3D Realms. Joe, how do we get in touch with you online?
I can be gotten in touch with several ways. The best way probably is through the internet. You can send me email at the address apogee@metronet.com.
apogee@metronet.com.
metronet.com.
Okay.
Or my name, joe.sigler@apogee1.com.
And Siegler is spelled S-I-E.
Yeah, S-I-E-G-L-E-R.
Okay. We appreciate you being a part of the Computer Fun Shop today. And a quick announcement relating to our shows that you download from the Apogee site on CompuServe, probably effective with the second show in January, will contain extra program material and extra chances for you to win Shander packs. So if you're wondering, should I download it from the internet? Should I download download it from a BBS? Should I download it from CompuServe? The answer is download it from the Fun Shop Radio Forum at Apogee, and you'll get an extra chances to win free computer stuff.
So one little bit of news I want to slip in before we go.
Yeah.
Xenophage, the fighting game we talked about briefly earlier.
Okay.
That we released a slideshow.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be releasing the playable demo of this thing this coming Friday the 29th.
Cool.
So anybody's a fighting fan, go look at the online services we mentioned earlier, and you'll be able to download our Xenophage game most likely on Friday.
Very cool.
But don't kill me if it's not there.
Those are the plans, and we're trying to stick to them.
No, it looks real good. I expect it to be there.
Very cool. Appreciate you being a part of the show. And we'll talk again.
Okay, take care.
Okay, thanks very much. The January 7th edition of the Computer Fun Shop is pre-recorded. That's next week, and it's actually a laugh riot. The guests are David Hoy and Scott Craven, computer writers for the Arizona Republic and the Phoenix Gazette. Again, the January 7th show is on tape. You can't ask questions, but you can still win one of five available Shander packs just by listening to the show and entering a contest. So listen to the show, and you'll be able to actually participate by winning a Shander pack. Getting in touch with me via email is real easy. Just send email to Shander, S-H-A-N-D-E-R, at cis.compuserve.com. That's Shander, S-H-A-N-D-E-R, at cis.compuserve.com. For a free CompuServe membership kit, call 1-800-246-2-CIS. That's 1-800-246-2-CIS. You can also send me email on the Rock Garden. My name is Shander, S-H-A-N-D-E-R. We can chat together when I'm online. The Rock Garden is at 222-3000. To get to the Computer Fun Shop's worldwide webpage, so you can hear the show through your PC speakers, you can go Apogee on, basically on CompuServe, or you can also go to the Happy Puppy Games on Ramp, where there's a real audio server. That's at www.happypuppy.com/RA. That's www.happypuppy, happypuppy.com/RA. And we're available on the internet through the courtesy of the Happy Puppy Games on Ramp. That's the internet's best place to get the newest and most exciting software titles and demos. Happy Puppy Games on Ramp links you to hundreds, even thousands of great software titles for your computer. To reach the Happy Puppy Games on Ramp on the internet's world wide web, just go to http://www.happypuppy.com. The Computer Fun Shop is copyrighted 1995 by myself and KFNN Radio, all rights reserved. Computing America with Craig Crossman is next on KFNN. Stay tuned.
Been listening to the Computer Fun Shop on 1510 AM KFNN. The Computer Fun Shop is brought to you by Computer Buyer Magazine, PrimeNet, and the Rock Garden Online Service. To get in touch with Mark Shander, send electronic mail to 74777.1433@CompuServe.com. That's 74777.1433@CompuServe.com. Or you can call Mark here at KFNN during normal business hours at 241-1510. The Computer Fun Shop is copyright 1995 by Mark Shander and KFNN Radio, all rights reserved.